From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea launched a ballistic missile early Sunday over the Sea of Japan. South Korean officials said the projectile fell harmlessly into the water. The missile the North launched early Sunday at 7:55 a.m. local time apparently was of a type capable of reaching Japan. However, the rocket was fired over the Korean Peninsula eastward, not towards Japanese territory. Initial reports indicated the missile was an intermediate-range rocket capable of reaching targets several thousand kilometers from North Korea. It was not an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States. The incident was the first military launch by North Korea since President Donald Trump took office 22 days ago. The initial reaction from Western analysts was that Pyongyang appeared to have staged the launch as a test of how Trump would react. A White House spokesman said that President Trump was aware of the incident, but the president made no comment when he was asked about it before his dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Earlier in the day, President Trump promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists. In his weekly media address, Mr. Trump said his number one priority is protecting the homeland.
We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow.
Trump's remarks came as his administration considers a new order after an appellate court unanimously ruled against reinstating an executive order that barred refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries. This is VOA News. Two rockets landed in Baghdad's fortified Green Zone on Saturday night following clashes at anti-government protests that left five people dead. As Edward Uranian reports, tens of thousands of people took to the Iraqi capital streets in a dispute over corruption in the Iraqi government.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic Green Zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. A court in Istanbul charged Abdulkadir Masharipov, that is, with belonging to an armed terrorist group, the Islamic State, possession of heavy weapons, attempting to destroy constitutional order, and murder. Masharipov fled the scene of the shootings but was arrested 17 days later in Istanbul after a nationwide manhunt. At least seven people were killed and several others wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A Taliban spokesman took responsibility for the attack. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in the provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. Soldiers and civilians were among those killed and wounded. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels on Saturday pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab near Aleppo, Syria. Monitors said the rebel force gained control of a hospital as it entered the western edges of the town. Separately, Russia's foreign ministry said that Syrian government troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, had liberated the nearby town of Tadef, described in a ministry statement as Islamic State's most reinforced position near the city of Al-Bab. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.